Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. If you are alive and breathing and well today, then I encourage you to stop in this moment wherever you are, as long as you're safe and not driving. Just stop and take a deep breath. Just connect with the life force within you that loves you unconditionally and wants you to be alive in this moment right now. Let's just say hello to this life energy by taking a deep breath. And as you breathe in, imagine light from heaven just coming down upon your head. This beautiful, pure source love energy. And as you breathe out all the toxins, all the stress, all the negative emotions, the negative energy, the discomfort, the stuck energy. Just release it out. Very good. Let's do one more breath. Breathe in. Just let all of that pure love, light energy come and cleanse your body and breathe out. Breathing out all the tension, all the stress, all the worry, anything that you in your body might be holding on to, just release it right now because it just doesn't serve you in a healthy way. And so I just want to thank you. If you have been listening to me and you're new to listening to me, or you've been listening to me, I've been doing this show now for, I think, about maybe 2.5 years. And I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all my listeners, no matter where you are, whether it's morning, whether it's evening, whether it's daytime. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you for listening. And I want you, if you haven't not already, please sign up on my mailing list so that you can find out about the different coaching classes and coaching programs and special events that I am hosting and that I am a part of. You can sign up at healthyminds.expert. This is my website, healthyminds.expert, where you can learn about me. I'm a psychologist. I have been practicing mental health for 25 years. I am a master mindset coach. I help individuals shift their mindset. I am an RTT practitioner certified through Marissa Peer's program. That is a hypnotherapy that does transformational work from childhood trauma to present. And then I also am a micro dispensary owner for CBD. And everyone knows, if you've listened to my show, I am an avid user of CBD daily, and I am an advocate of the use of CBD for mental, emotional health and physical health, because every human walking has an endocannabinoid system. In the endocannabinoid system, responsible for maintaining homeostasis in our bodies. And so when we take in CBD that comes from the hemp plant, it is high in CBD and low in THC. Actually, the legal limit for THC in CBD is less than 0.3%. And so it doesn't get you high. It doesn't stimulate that cycle, the pleasure center where you get that euphoric feeling. It does is it connects to the receptor sites of all of the organs in your body, and it maintains homeostasis by bringing you back to balance. So if you are stressed, CBD will bring you back to balance. If you're experiencing anxiety, depression, hormonal shifts in balance, sleep imbalance, guess what? CBD will balance you because its job is to create homeostasis within our body. And so if you have not tried CBD and you're dealing with stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, our number one seller is our chronic pain CBD topical cream. There's an oil and there is a cream that you rub it on and it brings you relief within minutes. And so if you're dealing with any of that, check out my website, healthyminds.expert. Click on CBD so that you can learn more. Another thing that we're doing at Wakana is we are doing a flat belly lifestyle challenge of 7 days, 14 days, and 21 days. So if you are on a mission to eat healthy, to detox your body, to get your body back into balance, health, and wellness, then check out my website, healthyminds.expert. I have been doing these weekly to every other week, usually twice a month, coaching classes on Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. They are virtual and they're 1 hour. And my next coaching class is this coming Thursday, March 30th, from 6 to 7, and it is on overcoming depression. The lies you tell yourself. Stop the lies you tell yourself. So if you get into the pattern of comparing yourself to other people, and this leaves you feeling not good enough, if you're feeling low motivation, low energy, depressed mood, self-critical thoughts, self-sabotage, difficulty sleeping, overeating, all of these symptoms, right, are under this umbrella of depression. And in this master coaching class, right, I am going to teach you where depression comes from, how depression is perpetuated, and give you strategies so that you can begin to implement today and overcome the depression, overcome the negative limiting beliefs, overcome the negative self-talk, begin to build your self-esteem, begin to appreciate and have faith and gratitude in the powerful being that you are. Okay, so go to my website and get your ticket today for my upcoming coaching class this Thursday, March 30th. And if for whatever reason you can't make it and you purchase a ticket, guess what? I will email you a copy of the recording with the price that you pay for your ticket. So if you can't make it, don't worry. Just email me at gm.psych@gmail.com or go to my website, healthyminds.expert, and hit contact, and it will open up to my email. Okay. Again, subscribe to my newsletter because I'm always doing new things and I want to share this information with you. If you're looking for a guest speaker, I also do guest speaking on various topics. Again, I have been practicing mental health for 25 years, and I'm a host on the Law of Attraction Radio. So I combine the strategies for mental health in the science of Law of Attraction to really help you shift your mindset and become the best version that you are so worthy and deserving of, that you were created to be. And so I just want to share with you that I am also accepting applications for my group coaching class. It is a 4-week coaching class. It is Take back your mind and take back your life. In this coaching class, what will you learn? You will learn to eliminate that self-judgment. You will learn how to stop overthinking that leads to self-doubt. You will learn how to release emotional strongholds that have weighed you down. And finally, take back your life by tapping into the power within. There'll be four modules that I'll be teaching. All of this is virtual, so you can take this class from the comfort of your home. I will be providing a daily journal, worksheets, and also weekly meditations. So we will be incorporating a lot of different strategies as you shift your mind and begin to create the life that you dream of, the life that you are worthy and deserving of. And so again, go to my website, subscribe, HealthyMinds, M-I-N-D-S, dot expert. And so I just want to thank you again for joining me. I'm excited because today I'm going to be teaching on the question, are you a passenger or are you a driver? Right? And so you might be thinking to yourself, what does that mean? Am I a passenger or am I a driver? You see, I see life as a journey. And along our journey, we learn about ourselves, our relationship with others, and how we experience ourselves in the world. And life doesn't come with an instruction manual. So we either learn along the way how to survive, or we learn how to thrive. And that's what we want. We want to learn how to thrive. You see, some of us have had better teachers than others. But as you grow, you realize that you are your best teacher, because only you can be you. And so I'm not sure where you are on your journey or how many potholes you've surpassed. But what I do know is that once you make a decision to get in the driving seat of your life, the better your life's journey will be, because you will be in control of what you choose to experience in your life. And when you choose what you want to believe, when you choose what you want to think, how you want to feel, how you want to act, and what daily habits you want to implement consistently, you will have a different experience of your life. So, are you a driver or a passenger? Well, I'm going to give you 7 road signs to help you decide. So please pay attention and have your pen and paper ready. Okay? Number 1, the first road sign to determining if you are a driver or a passenger is a passenger believes that they have little control over what happens to them. But a driver believes they have much control over what happens to them, because they understand that they are the co-creators of their experience. And so if you're in a state and you're feeling like a victim, you are in the passenger seat. If you feel you are in control of what you believe, what you think, how you feel, how you behave, then guess what? You are a driver. You co-create the life experience you desire. Number 2, a passenger waits for things to happen to them and then they react to their experiences. But a driver makes things happen by taking small daily actions and then anticipating that the good experiences based on their daily actions will show up. Number three, a passenger often feels like a victim in life. They tend to blame others. They become fearful of uncertainty of their future. But a driver accepts responsibility for what they can change. You can change your beliefs. You can change your emotions. You can change your actions. So a driver accepts this responsibility and then focuses on the future of possibility and even becomes excited about what they're co-creating in their future. And their future desire is manifesting because they're being mindful and intentional about their beliefs, their emotions, and their actions. So accept responsibility that you are the co-creator of your life. Number four, a passenger talks about things they want to do, but doesn't set goals or challenge themselves to follow through with daily action. So if you're just a talker, but not a doer, you're a passenger. A driver sets a goal for the future and consistently follows through with small daily action until you achieve your goal. So, are you talking about it or are you doing it by taking small daily action until it is achieved? Number five, a passenger is afraid to make a decision for fear of failure. So they procrastinate or they self-sabotage. But a driver makes decisions and follows through, accepting that mistakes are learning lessons that are essential for growth. So just accept that when you're learning, when you're growing, mistakes are necessary. Okay? Don't be afraid to make a mistake. There is no such thing as failure. To fail simply means first attempt in learning. Just your first attempt in learning. So get up, brush yourself off, right? Brush your shoulders off, get a game plan, learn from what you didn't do right the first time, and start again. Number six, a passenger looks for excuses and thinks of limitations, but a driver looks for possibilities and thinks creatively. They dream big because they are creating the future that they want to live and experience. Number seven, a passenger delays their feelings of joy and accomplishment until they achieve their goal. But a driver experiences joy in the small daily accomplishments that result in achieving their goal. So if you're the type of person that says, "Oh, I can't wait till I blank, I'm going to be so happy. I can't wait till I have blank, I'm going to really just be the best me. I can't wait till I blank because I'm going to be living my best life." So if you are in the habit of delaying that joy, that gratitude, that feeling of accomplishment. Until you achieve something, then I'm sorry to say, you're not going to be living in the thriving mode of who you are. You're going to be delaying your happiness. And that's not why you were created. You were created for the daily joy, the daily gratitude, the daily experience of yourself accomplishing in just small steps that will result in achieving that goal. Because every daily step just moves you closer and brings your goal closer to you. So, have you figured out by now if you're a driver or a passenger? I'm going to review very quickly those seven road signs again. And I want you to make a decision right now, today, to get in the driving seat of your life. Because my message to you is that it is never too late to get in the driver's seat of your life. You see, as long as you're breathing, you can start living. Remember, life is a journey and growth is a process. Making a decision to live means creating and celebrating those small daily habits that over time lead to change and accomplishment of whatever goal you create and set. And at the end of your life's journey, only you will judge how well you lived and loved. So the most important relationship that you can nurture is the one with yourself, because you attract the love that you emit. All right? So it's up to you to get in the driver's seat of your life. I'm going to go through those seven signs again. Number one, I'm just going to give you the driver. Believe that you have a lot of control over what happens to you because you are a co-creator of your life experience. And when you know what you like and what you want, and you visualize it, you create an image, you create a self-talk narrative, you only entertain emotions and thoughts that feel good, they're in alignment with what you desire, and you take daily action, then you will experience that power and that control that you have. Number two, you make things happen by taking small daily action and anticipate that the good experiences will come to you. Number three, you accept responsibility for what you can change. If you can't change it and it's not within your control, let it go. Let it go. If it doesn't serve you in a healthy way, let it go. And that's people, things, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, behaviors. All of that. If it doesn't serve you in a healthy way, let it go. Focus on what you can change. Your beliefs, your emotions, your actions, your energy, right? Who you choose to surround yourself with, and those daily habits that you create. You create them and you practice them. Okay? Number four. Set a goal for your future. Consistently follow through with small daily action. If you don't have a clear goal, a clear picture of what you want, then really spend some time thinking about it because that is going to drive you. That's your roadmap. And if you don't have a roadmap, you won't know in which direction you're headed, and you won't know what small daily action to take that will lead you to that goal. Number five, make a decision. Make a decision knowing that you're going to make mistakes, Make a decision knowing that you're going to mess up, that you're not going to get it right the first time. You may not get it right the second time or the third time, but that's not important. What is important is that you accept that you will make mistakes. You know that those mistakes are the learning lessons that are essential for your greatness, for your growth, right? For the process of expansion, of creation. So just know, make a decision that is imperfect, because know that eventually it will be created to be the finished product that you can be proud of. All right. Number six, look for possibilities. Look and think creatively. Dream big. Do not limit yourself. Limitations are the limitation of the mind, not of the spirit. So no excuses, no limitations. Do what your heart desires. Dream of what your heart's desires. You were created for greatness. You were created to create. You were designed to create. So there is no limitation. The limiting beliefs we have, that's a physical thing. That's our mind's problem. Okay. Number seven, experience joy along the way, every day. Do not delay feelings of joy. Do not delay your happiness. Do not delay your gratitude. Do not delay whatever it is you want to do and feel. Do it today. Because in the process of daily living, creating memories, you begin to accomplish and attract what you have set out to accomplish. And so again, the most important relationship that you can nurture is the one with yourself. You are worthy, deserving, and more than enough. Take back your life, your power, and get in the driver's of your life. I love you. God bless you. Cheers to your life's journey. This is Dr. Erica with Master Your Mind. And go to my website, healthyminds.expert. Sign up for my mailing list. Register for my coaching classes, my group coaching class, and let me help you along your journey to mental wellness. I love you. God bless.